The long, slow march to marriage equality in Florida got a little spring in its step on January 21st when six same-sex couples in Miami filed suit against the Miami-Dade County Clerk of Courts for refusing to issue them marriage licenses. The plaintiffs were joined by Equality Florida in citing last summer's Supreme Court ruling on DOMA, in which the court called into question the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. In a sense, this is playing out just as it had been planned, with judicious caution. But there's an air of optimism to the proceedings now, especially considering the favorable court rulings handed down by judges in deeply red states like Oklahoma and Utah. Oklahoma Judge Terrence C. Kern didn't mince words when he called the state's gay marriage ban an arbitrary, irrational exclusion of just one class of Oklahoma citizens from a government benefit. It should be noted, however, that the exclusion will continue, as it currently does in Utah, at least until a federal court appeal is resolved next month. Florida can expect similar drawn-out processes in the coming months, even years, experts say. Interestingly, conservative hate groups like the Florida Family Policy Council don't seem to be able to keep up with the quickly turning social tides, though they're squawking that they will spend whatever it takes to fight marriage equality in Florida, and even invoking the name of Attorney General Pam Bondi, theirs is a losing battle. These are historic times, and institutionalized hate is looking a lot like history.